The Attorney General, George Brandis, has sparked a debate over his declaration today that the government will no longer use the term occupied territory when referring to Israeli settlements. Senator Brandis, on behalf of the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, says it's a judgmental term and it's inappropriate and unhelpful to refer to historic events given the current Middle East peace process. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon and the Greens say it's a significant foreign policy shift. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Palestinian question remains fraught political territory. Julia Gillard narrowly avoided a caucus revolt 18 months ago by proposing Australia abstain in the United Nations resolution to grant the Palestinian Authority observer status in the UN. Today, the Attorney General, George Brandis, delivered a statement clarifying the government's stance on the question of Israeli settlements after independent Senator Nick Xenophon tried without success to find out about legal advice to the government and probed by Green Senator Lee Rhiannon at a Senate hearing last night.
Why did the Australian ambassador to Israel attend a meeting in occupied East Jerusalem with the Israeli Minister for Housing and Construction, the same minister who is forecasting a 50% increase in settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories in the next 5 years?
I think I should say, Senator Rhiannon, that the rather tendentious way in which you put that question, and in particular the use of the word occupied, is not something that the Australian government of either political persuasion acknowledges or accepts.
So you don't use the term occupied Palestinian territories, even though it's a United Nations term used widely by a number of international agencies,
well,
European
it's used,
Union,
it's used by a lot of people. It's used by a lot of communists too. Weren't you a member of the Communist Party once?
After consulting the foreign minister overnight, Senator Brandis returned to the hearing this morning to explain the government's position.
The description of areas which are the subject of negotiations in the course of the peace process by reference to historical events is unhelpful. The description of East Jerusalem as occupied East Jerusalem is a term freighted with pejorative implications, which is neither appropriate nor useful. It should not and will not be the practice of the Australian government to describe areas of negotiation in such judgmental language.
A number of senators disagree, but the attorney refused to enter into any debate.
Well, I'm actually quite shocked that after 47 years of bipartisan consensus on the use of the term occupied, that the government has moved away from that.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says ruling out the term occupied when describing Israeli settlements is a big policy change.
That represents a very significant and dangerous shift in Australia's foreign policy. This is actually giving comfort to extremists in Israel. It is actually weakening the position of the moderates who want a two-state solution, both from the Israeli community and from the Palestinian community. What has happened now is that Australia has moved to a position that is one of a complete outlier, away from the position of Europe, away from the position of the United States.
Senator Xenophon says the attorney's argument that it's best not to use judgmental terms doesn't make sense.
Saying a territory is occupied when in fact it is not being judgmental. It is just stating the facts. There will never be a viable peace in the Middle East unless there is a two-state solution, unless it is acknowledged that there are occupied territories and that needs to be dealt with.
Or may it be that the government doesn't want to adopt a position that the previous Labor government adopted, and therefore it's putting its own stamp on things?
The government is not so much putting a stamp on a Middle East policy, it's actually using a battering ram to smash up 47 years of bipartisan consensus. If you look at the historical record, if you look at the Hansards, going back to the post-1967 war, which, by the way, the anniversary of it is today, June the 5th, you really need to wonder why the Australian government is out on a limb here. We are going to be an international pariah when it comes to having credibility on this issue.
And Green Senator Lee Rhiannon has joined in the criticism.
Senator Brandis and the Australian Coalition Government is out of step with international opinion. It's cavalier and arrogant for the Attorney-General to rewrite long-standing government policy, policy of successive coalition and Labor governments on Palestine in Senate estimates.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.